Hi, this is a dictation for Alonzo Nelson, Alonzo Nelson. Date of birth is March 31st, 1974. Date of service, 11/4/2025. Chief complaint, patient reports that he's having severe pain since October 30, 2024, when he was involved in an automobile accident. And his chief issue is he has a severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, left shoulder, left hip, and left knee as the major issues. He has no headaches or TBI symptoms. History of automobile accident. Patient could not give the entire history of automobile accident. He requested us to get in touch with his lawyer that we have, Mr. Russo. And he's also do not have a claim. He's applying for MSCP. His lawyer is applying for MSCP at this time. And other than that, patient did not provide any information of his position at the time of accident in the car, how the accident happened, where, how, and what damage or injuries were reported, whether he even went to the hospital. He declined to give that information at this time. Mr. Presenting Illness, patient is having moderately severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7. Pain in the left shoulder is 6. He can do up to 140 degrees of abduction with no issues. Pain in the left hip is 7. Left knee is 4. No radiation is reported for the pain in the upper or lower extremities. Patient is able to walk well. He can sit pretty good and stand fairly well. And his sleep is also reasonably good. Regarding these pains are several times a day and are felt like throbbing sharp, and they are 3 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, and walking, and improved by lying down and medications. ADLs are affected around 4. The patient reports that he has had various X-rays, MRI, CT scan for his conditions, and at the time of visit, they are not available, including the accident report. They will be added to this at later date. The information has been requested from various parties as reported by the patient. He reports that he was at Henry Ford Hospital to begin with, and he followed up with American Medical Center that closed, and also at Michigan Pain and Royal Oaks. Patient has no numbness, tingling, muscle weakness, fall history, loss of consciousness. So far he has seen physical therapy and medications, no acupuncture, no surgery or any procedures are reported. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, for allergies, family history, relationship status. As well as the legal history and personal history. Please review the records for the ADL and also for diagnosis page. Physical examination, 50-year-old African-American gentleman. Blood pressure 141 over 103, pulse 83, pulse respiratory rate is 18, temperature 98.1, height 5'8", weight 160. The patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished. No acute pain syndrome or anxiety or distress is noticed, no shortness of breath. And dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices independently. Gait is normal and not antalgic. The rest of the exam is from the template. including the neurological and musculature examination. In the musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is normal, spine tenderness none, paravertebral muscle spasm none, paravertebral muscle hypertonicity none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal, lumbar spine completely normal range of motion. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are all negative. SI joint is non-tender, all negative. Extremities, examination of the left shoulder was carried out, and left hip and left knee. Other than that, the right side is completely normal. Please use the template. All the peripheral pulses, reflexes, grip are all normal. Gait is normal. Examination of the left shoulder reveals a moderate pain around 6, and his maximum range of motion is active motion is 140 degrees of abduction, after which he feels more pain and strain in the rotator cuff region. Other than that, the Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive, negative. Empty beacon test is negative. Speed test, near test are negative, as well as anterior posterior apprehension test. And grips are normal, and carpal tunnel testing is negative for phalen test and final sign. The left hip is examined. No tenderness, fracture, dislocation, contusion are noticed. Normal range of motion. No popping noise or crepitus. And log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. Patrick sign negative. Strandenburg test negative. No leg line disturbance is noticed. Range of motion of the left hip is normal. In the left knee, again, there is no swelling, scar, erythema, effusion, tenderness, swelling, and no crepitus. Range of motion is 140 degrees of flexion, and no other deficit is noted. Notice anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the plan, from the template. Treatment plan. We are holding the physical therapy at this time from ordering, since patient already has enough physical therapy and we do not have the appropriate medical records to start continuation of the treatment. We are waiting for MRIs to arrive to decide further treatment plans. Medications are not provided for the same reason. No narcotics are provided, no pain medications are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all okay if needed. In international pain procedures, none are being recommended. Review of charitable available MRI and imaging records and medical records are being ordered. Surgical options none, attendant care none, caseworker none, neuropsych none. Investigations none are being ordered. DMEs, none are being ordered. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.